Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Starting and operating a small business against all odds, living largely by your wits, you demonstrate more courage and devotion to a dream than any other non-military American in this century.
All right, we're back. It's 13 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as promised, our special guest this hour is our good friend Tim Berry. Tim is our business planning expert, the guru for the Small Business Advocate Show, actually for anywhere you might want to be and talk about business planning. Tim is the expert on business planning.
And thank you, Jim.
He's devoted his life to it because he has founded a company called Palo Alto Software, and they publish and produce the software called Business Plan Pro and Business Plan Toolkit, one's for PCs and one's for Macintosh. He also has an outstanding book called Hurdle, the book on business planning. And let me tell you a little bit about him. I know some of you will remember this who've been listening to him before. He was a consultant for many years for Apple Computers in Latin America and in Japan. He is the founder of InfoPlan, the predecessor of Palo Alto Software, and as I said, he's the president of Palo Alto Software. Tim, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. Glad to be here.
And he's also a member, a very valuable member, of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. And whenever Tim joins us, we talk about business planning. And Tim, as you and I both know, that's one of the most important things that small business owners do, or they should do, in their businesses to get a business plan going. And you and I spend a lot of time talking about that, a lot of different aspects of business planning, and we've talked about, I guess, just about all of them. We probably have got some others that we haven't talked about, but one of the things I think you wanted to talk about today were some of the common mistakes that people make when they prepare a business plan.
Could I
offer one of my own first?
Yes.
And that is, they think that it has to be elaborate, that they're sitting there without one, they've got a dream or they've actually got a business, and they know they need to get something down, but they've seen somebody's once and it was about 2 inches thick, or they've heard about it, or it says, when you and I say business plan, that sounds imposing and intimidating, and they think, you know, I don't know what this looks like, I don't know where to start, and so therefore I'm just going to keep it in my head because I'm too intimidated to write it down. And that's not true, and it's also one of the biggest mistakes they make, I think.
Boy, we see a lot of that too, Jim. I think that by the way, is on this list that I made.
Oh, good. I'm sorry.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't mean to preempt you, but
because we see so many people, it's like people must feel when they want to write a novel. You know, how do I start this thing? It's way too hard.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if you were going to write a novel, you'd really start it by getting something down on the page, and you'd get it down on the page, and eventually you'd have a novel. But happily, a business plan isn't a novel. It's a whole lot easier because it's simply putting down in an organized way what you want to do with your business.
Right.
And our readers there, or our audience that are they're running their business, you are doing it. See, I think people forget you're actually planning your business all the time. You can't help it. I run a business, too. We're plagued by it. Every time we're caught in traffic or alone in the shower or whatever, you're thinking about, what am I going to do with this business? So everybody actually does it. The point is, if you want to communicate to a bank or to your employees or to investors or whatever, then you got to write it down. And that ultimately is what the business plan is. It's writing it down.
All right. Now, what's the best way to get something down on paper? I think an outline is the best way to write the very first words for a business plan. To me, would be to start out with an outline. What do you think?
Well, I think that's one place where we have a real blessing with computers, because after you sit for once with a computer, you realize it's so easy to write something and then edit it.
Right.
That has to be the biggest boon to getting over writer's block, because writer's block is generally trying to write something perfect the first time through is what creates writing.
So you don't have to put a new sheet of paper into your Underwood 5.
Exactly.
Like it was when you and I started out in business.
So nowadays, when you're sitting with a computer, the point is to get some sentences down, and then you can edit later. The point is to remember, it doesn't have to be perfect. I think, Jim, you mentioned the outline. I think different people have different ways of doing it. I've seen people move ahead by focusing on what are the keys to success instead of the whole outline.
Right.
And then sometimes writing a mission statement is better. Mm-hmm. And some people prefer to go straight into the numbers and see what would my sales forecast be. I think different people approach it different ways. The main thing is to get started and get something down so you can start rolling.
The reason I said outline is because obviously I believe that one of the first things you should do is work on the numbers the thing that I'm thinking of is somebody who literally is, you know, this is the very first moment that they've ever actually considered writing anything down. And what I found is that if I'm taking any kind of a project like this, if I write down an outline and I write down some of the main bullets of whatever it is I'm working on that project, somewhere in that outline will be something that I feel like talking about right now. I feel like thinking about it. I'm more interested in that particular issue right now. And so what I do then is, even if it's the fifth thing in a list of 10, I'd write that outline out and then I go to that number five topic and I just start writing. And that gets me going, even though it's not the first thing or the last thing.
Yeah, it might be the first thing you want to write. That's good.
Yeah.
And then you realize you can skip around, too.
Yeah.
Now I'm bored with that.
Yeah.
I need to go somewhere else. Or, more often than bored, that has just reminded me of something else that I have to say. You know, quickly, before we go anywhere else, we could very easily list the seven chapters of a standard business
plan. I think that's a good idea. Go for it.
A business plan is normally going to have executive summaries, number one. Then number two describes the company. Number three is going to describe what you sell, the product or service. Four is the market, your target market. Five is your actual strategic planning and focus and implementation steps. Six describes your management team, the people and personnel. And seven is your financial analysis with your profit and loss and cash flow and balance sheet and so on.
Right.
So those seven, you can really, if we want to talk about outlines, those seven chapters are a good list.
Outstanding, Tim. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, it's 20 after the hour. When we come back, we're going to talk about more about how to get your business plan started, as well as all the other mistakes that people make when they try to do a business plan, or when they keep from doing a business plan. 888-822-8255. I'm Jim Blassingames, the Small Business Advocate. Tim Berry and I will be right back. All right, we're back. It's 24 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our special guest is our very good friend, Tim Berry. He's my friend, he's your friend, because he has spent so much time with us over the last several months. He's been, we're coming up on a year, I think, Tim, when you first were on the show.
February of 98, yeah, you're right.
I think so. So we probably are at a year. And so, and folks, that's real dedication. And that's the kind of folks that I invite to be members of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. You just don't join that group. You aren't asked to join that group just because you show up on the show or you wrote a book or whatever. You've got to demonstrate to me that you are committed and dedicated to the success of small business owners and dreamers, and Tim is one of those folks. And Tim, I want to thank you for your commitment to my audience and to small business owners everywhere.
Well, Jim, a little bit of sympathy for your audience, and this will be only partly a joke, but it may be related to small business owners, and I am one, not sleeping very well. Maybe I'm on the show often enough because I can be awake at 4 or 5 in the morning on the West Coast, because like the rest of the audience, I have a business, and I don't think that means you necessarily sleep that well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You're exactly. And folks, those of you who are small business owners know from whence Tim is coming, and that lets you know that he knows about what you guys have got going on, and I hope you know that I know that too. And Tim, I want to get back into our discussion, but Chuck tells me we have a caller. Who we got, Chuck?
We've got Jeff in Enterprise, Alabama.
Hi, Jeff.
Good morning.
How you doing, sir?
Morning, Jeff.
Doing pretty good. Sleepy like everybody else, I guess.
Yeah. What's going on? Say hi to Tim Berry.
Good morning, Mr. Berry.
Good morning, Jeff.
What you got going on, Jeff?
One important question is I'd like to know where I can get a hold of his software.
Well, Tim, can we handle that?
Oh, let us thank that man. My people in my company say I'm not good at selling because I love the topic and so on. But
yeah.
My software is called Business Plan Pro, and it's available in most major chain stores. Every CompUSA, for example, Office Depot carries it, Staples, Best Buy. And it's available on the web at www.paloaltosoftware.com. Palo Alto is P-A-L-O-A-L-T-O.
All right. We have an Office Depot in a town nearby, so that's what I was going to ask if they carry it.
Now, do you have PC or Mac?
I have a PC.
Okay, good, because they also make, I want to make sure for all of us Mac users that you know that Business Plan Pro is the one that is what's the name of the program that's for PCs, and Business Plan Toolkit is for Macs. And Tim, you've got a new version for that out on that, don't you?
That's right, new last month.
Yeah, that's great. All right, Jeff, what else is going on? You got any questions for any other questions for Tim?
Pretty good topic this morning for me, since I'm trying to get off the ground with a little web consulting kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I might have my first bite on doing a web page for somebody besides my wife.
All right. Congratulations. Have you got a business plan yet, Jeff?
Well, that's what I need to get done.
Yeah.
So,
well, boy, I'll tell you, Jeff, the web consulting, boy, is there ever a need. And you're going to hear people that will tell you, gosh, there's so many people doing that. You're too late for that. And I want to tell you, because I've seen it over and over again, don't believe that. Just get your first customer and give good service so that customer recommends it. It won't matter to you that there's a lot or few people doing that. There's a huge need for it. And I've seen one after another people I know make viable businesses out of that same field because so many people need help there.
But, you know, Tim, the word that you used is so important, Jeff, is service. I've seen people who are web designers who you could never get, they would never get back with you, you could never find them. And the guy that I use, Crazy Eddie, that I've told you guys about before, does a great job, and he is available. He gets back to me when I need him, and Jeff, that would be something I'd really suggest that you focus on.
Okay.
What about your business plan? Where are you stuck? Are you stuck anywhere, or are you making some progress?
Well, I really don't have any background in the business forever so much. I don't really know where to start. I knew I need a mission statement, and beyond that, and not too much of a clue. So I was looking for some resources. So I'm glad you have Mr. Barry on this morning to talk about that.
Tim, tell Jeff your address for whether you got the sample plans.
The sample plans, Jeff, are at www.bplans.com. 20 sample plans you can read off the web for free and just get an idea of what a business plan looks like. It's bplans, BPLANS.com.
Excellent.
And that's all free.
Check that out, Jeff. Stand by, folks. We've got to take a quick break. It's 29 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with Tim Barry. Stay with us. All right. We're back. Heroes is 33 after the hour. Thank you for being with us. One of my heroes is our caller who's on the line with us still. His name is Jeff, listening over WTKN 1560 AM out of beautiful Daleville, Alabama, and the surrounding area of Enterprise and Dothan and all that part of the world. And our special guest is Tim Barry. He's the business planning expert for the Small Business Advocate Show, but more importantly, he's the president of Palo Alto Software, the author of Hurdle, the book on business planning, and the developer of the two premier software in the marketplace for business planning, Business Plan Pro and Business Plan Toolkit, which Jeff very nicely asked about. And Jeff, I think you said you wanted to answer one of my trivia questions.
Yes, sir. And before I do that, I'd just like to encourage all the other small business owners out there to take advantage of these trivia questions and get a hold of some good information.
I appreciate that, Jeff. Thank you. Which trivia question you want to answer?
I'll take the Geronimo question.
Well, good. I'm glad you didn't go for the easy one. So he was a Sioux, right?
Not hardly.
Okay. I'm trying to trip you up here, Jeff. What was he?
He's one of those feared Apaches, and I never could pronounce the branch on them, something like Hickorio or something like that.
You even know the branch of the Apache. Wow, I'm impressed. Yeah, he was an Apache. You answered that one well. Thank you, Jeff, for that. And we're going to send you a copy of the book, Hurdle, H-U-R-D-L-E, Hurdle, the book on business planning by Tim Barry. How about that?
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that for Jeff, because you're talking about how to get started with a business plan, and that's what that book is about. It's really trying to lead you through. Written with the assumption that you don't have to be an MBA or a CPA. If you can run a business, you can do a business plan.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it. Have you got any other questions for Tim?
Not this morning. I appreciate all y'all's help, though, and I'll keep on listening.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jeff. And be sure to check out the website and get the other information. And check back with us. Let us know how you're coming on your business plan. And we'll see you later. All right, Tim, it's 35 after the hour. And let's keep talking about what we were saying earlier before Jeff called about some of the mistakes people make. And as we said, one of them is the fact that people just literally, maybe Jeff's a little bit like this, we literally don't know where to start. You don't write anything down. One of the things that I use my example of my outline, and you gave out the chapters, the different sections that you recommend in your book that you develop a business plan around. I've literally started out with 5 or 6 lines on a sheet of paper for any project, not just a business plan, and it would just literally be maybe 25 or 30 words, and then I'd start filling in paragraphs in the ones that I was interested in that I felt like talking about or writing about. And then, you know, over a few days, I'd have 10, 20 pages maybe, ultimately, from just those few lines that just got me prompted, just got me started. And one of the reasons I like the outline idea is because maybe tomorrow I'll be reading something, I'll be doing some research, and it'll be about one of the other topics that yesterday I didn't want to talk about. I didn't want to write about those. And today I'm more interested in that.
And you've got your outline there, and you've got a place to put those things.
Yes, you got a vessel you can put those in.
You know, and the other thing that comes with that, Jim, that when you talk about the outline and starting there, is it's really important to understand with any of these 10-page projects, whether it's a sales proposal or whatever, that you don't have to start at the beginning and write it in sequence until you get to the end.
Exactly. Well said.
Like you said, we're not victims of the typewriter anymore. So it makes it so much easier to fill it in from points of interest rather than start with that first sentence and write straight through to the last sentence.
You know, Tim, like you, I do a lot of business writing and in my consulting business and other activity, and often, and sometimes I'll dash off a letter to the editor or some article that I'll submit somewhere, and often the first thing that I write becomes the last thing in the piece, in the finished piece.
Well, of course, in the business plan, that's typical. We actually recommend that you wait until you're done with everything else to write your executive summary, which will be the first thing that appears in the plan.
That's so right. Good point.
There's good reason for that.
Very good point. What are some other mistakes that people make
when
trying to do this?
I'll tell you what's number one on my list. Number one on my list is don't wait to write your business plan until you have to and you're rushed.
Right.
In the normal course of a business, there will be those times that come up, typically when you need to go get bank loans for financing receivables or what have you. There will be times when suddenly you need to have that plan because you need to communicate with somebody what's going on in your business. If you wait until then you have the time pressure that makes it so much harder on people.
Well, and strategically, let's not forget that you've walked into the banker's office and you're sitting there talking to him or her about the loan you want to get and about your plans, and he or she says, well, why don't you drop your business plan by and I'll take a look at it, and then all you have to say is think about how impressed your banker will be and how great you'll feel when you say, well, why don't I drop it by now?
Yeah, here it is in my briefcase. Absolutely.
Would you like one copy or two?
Yeah. But it's going to come. So that's when, yeah, that's number one. Don't wait until you have to.
Good question.
Do it because you know it's coming because you want to run your business well.
All right.
And number two is very closely related. Don't wait until you have the time. We've talked this hour about how, gee, it's not that big a job, and you can do this, and so on. A lot of people put it off because they think it's so hard. And the way they rationalize putting it off is they say, oh, I don't have time for that right now.
Right, right. Well, and if you do it in the pieces that, we talked about earlier, you'll have the time. Ultimately, you'll have hours and hours of work to put together that you contributed to it in 15-minute segments. Stand by, folks. It's 39 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is Tim Berry. He's our good friend, and he's the business planning expert. We'll be right back. 888-822-8255. Give us a call. All right, we are back. It's 44 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. My website is Small Business Advocate. Put the normal stuff on the front and the .com on the back, and you'll be in there, and that's where you can find out more about my special guest this hour, Tim Berry, our very good friend, the president of Palo Alto Software, the developers of Business Plan Pro and Business Plan Toolkit, which is available, Tim, where?
Oh, yeah, which reminds me. Let's do a toll-free number, Jim,
good.
Because we mentioned the websites and CompUSA and Office Depot.
Yep.
1-800-229-PLAN.
All right.
Now, we're on the West Coast, so if you're listening right now, there's nobody in the office at the quarter of six. But we'll be in there in a couple hours. It's 1-800-229-PLAN.
And if you go to my website, you can get all those numbers. You can also get the links to Tim's email, to his website. And we're doing more and more stuff together, by the way. We found that we have a lot of things in common. We certainly have the same audience in common, and you're going to be seeing more and more joint ventures and things that Tim and I are working on. Tim, let's get back to your list of things that people do, mistakes people
we're,
make.
We're at number three on my list, and it's one of my favorites, and it came up with Jeff, our caller, just a few minutes ago. Number three on my list of mistakes to avoid in business planning is don't overestimate the importance of a unique idea.
Say that again.
Don't overestimate the importance of a unique idea. Unique ideas are not that important to business success. I deal with so many people who think somehow because their business isn't different from all others that they've ever heard of, that doesn't mean they can do the business. They'll say, oh, yeah, but somebody's already doing that. And I'll say, so what?
So what?
If you offer value to customers, if you give them value for their money, if you give good service or you have products that are worth buying and you give decent, fair prices, if you give value, people will come back and you look around as you drive or as you look around. And how many of the businesses that you see that are successful are also unique?
Yeah.
What you should make unique about your business isn't the idea, but make it uniquely valuable to its customers.
The way you deliver it.
Yeah.
I mean, what if Pepsi had said that when Coke, started out first?
And you hear it over and over again. Oh, I wanted to do this, but somebody else is already doing it in our town. So what?
Yep. Exactly.
And that comes up with our caller. Jeff was saying, "Well, I want to design websites." I was in a conversation recently where somebody was being discouraged. Oh, there's so many people designing websites. And I say, no, that doesn't matter. You just get one customer at a time, and you give them good service, and your business will grow.
That's exactly right. And it doesn't matter. You may know 100 people who are designing websites. There are plenty. In fact, in that particular industry, that is definitely not a mature industry, helping people to develop websites for their
businesses. There's a huge need for it.
Oh, and it's exploding exponentially. That is the farthest thing away from a mature industry, and I definitely agree with you. That's a good point. And never be afraid of competition. That's another thing that I tell people. Never be afraid of competition. And one of the things, Tim, that you and I have talked about, you and I have talked to people about developing the section in their business plan on competition. I've seen people who are afraid to really focus on their competition in their business plan. And that's a mistake. You really have to do that, don't you?
Well, how many viable businesses are there that don't have competition? If you don't have competition today and it's a good business, you're going to have competition tomorrow.
That's right.
So let's deal with it. Let's recognize that nobody can get 100% of any market. And how you position versus your competition means which of these many people you're fishing for, which are your target.
And let me throw one other thing out just as an aside here, Tim. If your idea is so unique and so advanced and so far ahead of everybody else, you may be all alone for a little while. You may have something that's kind of esoteric and you may have something that's wonderful, and you think it's wonderful, and everybody else thinks it's wonderful, but if the marketplace is not ready to embrace your idea, you're going to spend some time alone, and you're going to spend some money while you're being alone.
Yeah,
it's
hard to market something that nobody's ever heard of, too, because you have to explain it.
Right, and so how many times, Tim, have you and I both seen the second or third person to pick up an idea to be successful where the first and the second one went bankrupt trying to launch it?
Oh, absolutely.
And the only thing different about the third person from the first and second one was timing.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do anything differently except timing.
Well, sometimes it's even better than that. Sometimes numbers one and two have built the market and paved the way for
yep.
numbers three and four to come in and make money at it.
Absolutely. I don't know how many times I've seen that in real estate, in business, in products and services, it happens. What's next? What's next on your list?
Number four on my list is one that you mentioned early on in this hour. It's very important to me, too, and we can repeat it, which is that don't think it's that hard. Don't think you need to do a doctoral thesis or a novel. A business plan is communicating some fairly straightforward business ideas, and it doesn't have to be that hard, which is, I think, a good time to mention. We mentioned it a few minutes ago, but we have 20 free sample business plans posted on the Internet.
Absolutely. Give that website out, Tim.
www.bplans.com.
Bplans.com. We're going to say that again when we come back after these messages, folks, as we wrap up the hour with our good friend Tim Berry. We're talking about business planning and the mistakes people make and when they're trying to do a business plan or when they don't do a business plan. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. All right, we're back. It's 54 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for your time and your attention, your support of the show, folks. I really appreciate it. We've had some great callers today, and it just means a lot to me. If you can imagine how much it means to me when I find out that there are people out there who are not only listening, but they really enjoy the show, they care about what we talk about, and it's helping them. It's nice to know that, and I appreciate that. And Tim, I want to thank you for making your bplans.com page available. Folks, that's 20 business plans, sample business plans. These aren't just things that Tim pulled out of the air. These are real plans that got the business. Did I say the address right, Tim?
It's www.bplans.com. And it's funny that those plans came up just recently in another discussion. I teach a class at the university, and we were working with some of them. They are not necessarily great examples of business plans. That's not what they're there for. They're there in part because some of them are pretty thin.
Uh-huh.
Each one of those plans got the money. Either the investment was approved or the loan was approved. And they're all from real people. That's why they're there. Some of our people we started this hour with, look, don't be afraid. It doesn't have to be that major and massive a document.
Right.
I'd like them to go look at some of those plans and see that they're not that much. They're not that hard to do. And
right.
All of those plans were successful in that they got the money.
And, folks, that's available for free from that bplans.com site. And again, that's another example of how Palo Alto Software gives something back to the marketplace and to small business owners. But I do encourage you to find out more about the one that they sell, which is Business Plan Pro and Business Plan Toolkit, one's for PCs, one for Macintosh. I recommend you check that out. Also, check out Tim's book, Hurdle, the book on business planning. Tim, that's available in bookstores, right?
No, still not in bookstores.
Still not,
yet.
But it's online? It's available
to say
online?
It's available at Amazon.com.
Okay.
And it's available at our toll-free number.
And give that number out.
That's 1-800-229-PLAN.
Okay. Tim, let's finish up with a couple of more mistakes that people make. You got any more on your list?
I do, but I'm going to skip because I've
okay.
got 11 and we don't have much time.
You've got about a minute and a half.
I'm going to skip to the one other that you've given a little bit of time, and that is strategy is focus. List the important elements in your plan. Don't try to list everything. Prioritize. Your list should be 3 or 4 bullets, not 20. You got to summarize and get to the main points because the details will follow anyhow, and
right.
you do the details all the time. So I probably don't have time to go beyond that. There's more from that list for the next time, but
right.
let's get that last one in.
Okay.
Focus on the main priorities. Don't include everything.
All right. And, you know, I want to keep coming back to something I said earlier about as you develop this thing, as you start putting something down on paper, and today you'll read something in the paper, you'll read something in a magazine, you'll see something on television, you'll find something on the Internet, you'll meet somebody and they'll say something to you, and that will trigger some little piece. That's research, folks. I call that research. that'll trigger some little thought that you can make a quick note on and go back and stick it in a piece of, in one of the sections of your business plan. What do you think, Tim?
Works for me. It happens all the time. And in a real business situation, I think we certainly have our plan around all the time, so we can add to it
right.
and revise it whenever we need to.
Right.
Always
Tim,
on the computer.
Got to wrap it up for this hour. As always, you did a great job. Thank you for your time and your expertise.
Oh, thank you very much for inviting me, Jim.
Thank you. We'll do it again real soon. All right, folks, we've got to wrap it up for this hour. Before I go, I want to thank my heroes like Jeff and Enterprise, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember these 10 two-letter words. If it is to be, it is up to me. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.